was in the middle of an inyan yesterday. I wanted to share with you a piece from Revolva on the topic. And his sefer, they put out from him Memoriam on Elul. So actually the sefer really, it's interesting, it's a large, nice size sefer. But he really writes, and the introduction was that different the kufas, he would take a yisoid and he would talk about it during the kufa of the Yom Kippur from Elul through Yom Kippur. And really the sefer, they say, is really like 10 different swarm, 10 contraries they put together. Different years they had different topics. So one year the topic he spoke about was the nakuda of V'noshan Tem Ba'oretz. It's like Rashi brings from Chazal, V'noshan Tem Ba'oretz, the Pasuk in Parshas Veskanon, the gematria of the V'noshan Tem is 852. When the Pasuk says, had Klaus remained in Eretz Yisrael for 852 years, they would have been, the Pasuk Yavoy Tevedu would have been in Iskai, and Rashi took us out two years earlier. But the Pasuk says, V'noshan Tem, we got old in the land. That the problem was that we got old. As opposed to the midah of the Torah, every single day is chadash, and the other side of that is chadashus. So he has the following horror. This is in the second shmuz, and the official title is, these are the shmuzim from Tavshin Chav. So the first one is called chadashus. The second shmuz is called Malay Mitzvah Karimah. And he has the following horror. The Gemara says that the Gemara says Chagiga that Parsha Yisrael and Malay Mitzvah Karimah. Right. So now, if they're Malayim Mitzvah Karimah, it means they're full. Chazal are made of these people. They're called Pershim and they're called Malayim Mitzvah Karimah. So if the Pershim are Malayim Mitzvah, what are the people which are not Pershim? I mean, you can't be more full than full. So obviously, if they're full of mitzvahs, there's no, because they're full, right? So if they're full, means there's no space of emptiness. They're not empty. So we call them Reikonim Shebeich. We call them Reikonim, which means they're empty. We call them Malayim. And what's left for the people which really are not Reikonim, which are Malayim, how much more Malay can you be? See, he suggests the following. Revolva says that, so what's left? He suggests, there's actually a Lashon of Chazal where he brings it. It's a Bereshis Rabbah. So there's an interesting word over that they have. We have the word, the Medrash has the word kalos, mitzvah kalos. The more Vodazar talks about mitzvah kalos, the sukkah, etc., is called a mitzvah kalos. As opposed to a mitzvah which is kosher. To get schar olam haba, a person has to go l'mal min ha-teva. And when you touch the Malam in a Teva, your scar is the world which is the Malam in a Teva. When you remain a this worldly person, so your scar can be in this world. Scar mitzvah hayam malekah, that's the scar mitzvah, one who touches into the world of the Malam in a Teva. The person who stays lamatim in Hashemish, so his scar is lamatim in Hashemish. When are you reaching beyond the Malam in a Teva? When you do the mitzvah kashrus. They're Malaya mitzvahs kareem, and he says, but the mitzvahs are all mitzvahs kalos. There's mitzvahs which the person is comfortable with, the person does easily, he's used to doing it. He's not stretching himself. He's Malaya mitzvahs. But at the end of the day, that's not he use of a person. He ends up being a reikon. Because the Bereshit made the nature of us, that with that which we want to fill the human being up, that we should be full, it means we have to be able to touch the world which is above us. And that allows us. So he says, so the voida of the opposite of a nushantem, there should be a world of chadash. What makes it world of chadash? Or is it a world of, is it, am I reaching beyond myself? I'm reaching beyond what I'm normally comfortable with. That itself makes it new. So that's not a nushantem. And Rishi, it's interesting, Rishi Reb Chaim would talk to us about this. We used to have a chabura, we used to sit with him, discuss Musar and Yom, different things. And so I you know, everybody's here at different levels of ages. I remember that the time lapse from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah used to be a very long time. It used to take a very long time. And as I'm getting older, the time lapse from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah is, oh wow, it was just Rosh Hashanah yesterday. You know, it was just here, you know. And I remember thinking with myself one time, I says, you know, imagine what I know how what I feel like. I'm talking to Shiva, he's 85, what does he feel like, you know?
He's 9 years old. What does he feel like? You know, it's
like Rosh Hashanah was like mamish like 3 minutes ago. And we used to sit around Yom Nerayim time, and we used to talk about he would take we would make a kabbalah together. He would make the kabbalah. We make the kabbalah together. We'd sit and discuss the kabbalah. We as a group, Rashiva and us, we would make a kabbalah together. And one of his things that he always stressed, you know, all the while he also stressed, it should be something which is real, so it has to be something small. Right? Just, yeah, making something you're gonna do with this. That's not real because it's not gonna stick. It has to be something. At the same time, he says, you know, he says it bothered him. I mean, we all relate to the feeling. You have a cheshbon in your mind, like, you know, the kabbalas you make for Yom Nerayim, and obviously you make kabbalas in areas where you feel you have a deficiency and you want to address. And it sometimes bothers you, you know, that you're making the same, you're addressing the same issues every single year. Like, you would like to say, okay, I checked that off my checklist, I'm moving on to the next thing. We would like to say that, but the reality is we're still grappling with our same issues. So it bothered me, but one time he said, you know what? He said in the comment, exact phrase how he said it, but he said, you know, he's working on it, and he says, I've been working on this for a very long time. I wasn't mechutzav enough to ask him how long, but the mashmos of the conversation was that, you know, this was goes back. He was talking about like what 80 years, so I felt vindicated a little bit. I have the same problem also. It means it was only 40 years, you know. So what's the, but the nekuda which he the musa we would sit and he would discuss making a kabbalah and changing something and growing and working and we need to grow. We need to, you know, he's 90 years old, you know. You know, we discussed maybe, you know, last year we did something. Let's try a different angle. Let's go a different way. He's conscious. We're gonna overcome this. Yeah, it's an old problem. I have it. But that wasn't a seed for you. It was a seed before. We're going to change. We're going to grow. My wife used to tease me. Tease her, right, Lushin. We'd come back. You know, where she would say Shmuz. So Shmuz was Wednesday night. So Parshas Kitzeit say the Shmuz. I can tell you over the Shmuz verbatim, like before he said it. My wife said, so he spoke about the Rechaim Hakadosh. She said Kitzeit Salam Mocham Yavecha. But the Haroi Skein Salam Mocham. I said, yeah. This is Unu Sarah Shem Lekachabed and Baruch Hashem promises you'll get. I said, yeah. How'd you know? Like, you know, said, you've been telling over the Shmuz every single year when you come back for the last 20 years. Yeah, of course. Yeah, you know, Yeshikayat. But she used to say the Kitzeit Salam Mocham Yavecha. Don't wait for him to come to you. You have to go out. He says to the Muhammad, I mean, you go out to fight. You know, it shouldn't be a reactive type of a war. He says, "Ersh not visin is not stachan oyev." That's your harvest. He's your oyev. He's your mamish. He's out there fight. He hates you. He says that's the first thing the pastor is going to tell him. He says, and you have to know that you have to go out and have to fight him. And that was there was a concept that was you have to go out. And you have to fight. You're going to overcome. But you have to be ready to fight. You have to go and to push and to do and to accomplish more. And there's a haftachu m'sanoi Hashem l'kecha b'yudecha. If you do that, the Hashem will give him to you. You will overcome. It was such a chiyus for us, Musa Seder. So I was talking to somebody who was in yeshiva when a good 10 years, 15 years before me. So he now lives in Silver Spring. So I said they asked for the Rashiva. So we're talking afterwards. He says he remembers that Musa said Rashiva Chaim used to walk up and down the aisles to make sure he was living Musa. Maitakufa, he didn't do that. As soon as the clock came, Musa said he would sit down and he would start putting Musa by his seat. And he would learn straight for the Musa was 20 minutes. He would learn straight for 20 minutes straight. He would learn Musa was Bikal. Now with the niggun, I'm sure he got the niggun back from Europe. And he used to learn for a good school. He used to learn a sefer. There's a sefer called Divrei Emes, which is it's all about from Alexander Moshe Lapidus. It's about Yom HaMavis. There are two Rosh Hashivas. The Rosh Hashiva gift was on one side. He had a kviyas. He used to switch off. One day he would read he would learn the Geras Ramban. The next day he would learn the Geras for Kivegah. That was his two. Kirei talks about Yom HaMavis. That was how, well, you know, one day Moses is going to come and all that you had in this world is going to go to somebody else and your wife will be sitting in somebody else's cake, you know, the whole thing. He would learn that Bekel. And Rosh Hashiva the other side was learning about the Divrei Emes, you know, Yom HaMavis, and those were the two Rosh Hashivas sitting there and, you know, learning about Yom HaMavis. And that was like, it was a powerful thing for us. I mean, first of all, the fact that they learned Moser. You know, they didn't preach it, they did it. And they learned Moser. The Belt says it's a joke. I mean, it was somewhere else. And there's a law of the learning says, I said, what is it now? Somebody told me it's 20 minutes of silence in memory of Rishol Salanter. That was his description of Musa Seder. It wasn't 20 minutes of silence. I mean, the guys were out in the hallway. But, you know, but it makes better. It was 20 minutes of silence in memory of, you know. But by us, you know, the Shivas learned Musa. It was the best dogma that... went over your heads. What? I'm sorry. we saw our Rebbeim learning Musar, learning a Bekel with us, getting into it. But he was Tevei himself. There's a Yemimovis, and what are you going to answer? He was Tevei himself. When I came to Yeshiva, did the Cheshbon of the math. I came to Yeshiva in 74. So I was in base medrash in 70. 77, I was in base medrash already. So you can do the math. That was a little time ago already. You know, it was. Yeah. And he was being Tevei himself. There wasn't a day where he wasn't learning. What are you going to answer? What are you going to say? Just as an aside, one of his Talmidim, his Ein HaKlach, asked him, Zaini, what are you going to, you know, says, Avelchum Asetav et Anem and the Mechina, and Feher. He asked him, Avelchum Asetav et Anem and the Feher. So Rashi right away knew exactly what he was asking. So he said, Masetav school. He said, Be'in or the Bekiyas. I'm sorry. He asked him, what Masetav do you want to take you when you take your, you're to take your test on? So he asked him. So he asked him back, Bekiyas or Be'in? So he said, Be'in. So he said, Chulin. Said, why Chulin? He asked him, Zaini, why Chulin? He says, I have a Chiddush Lamita Shel Torah in every single blot of Masechta Chulin. Not what the words mean. You know, not what the words mean. You have a Chiddush Lamita Shel Torah in every single blot of Masechta Chulin. The Vilna Gaon said once that there was a Sefer, somebody came to Shalom a Sefer, and they published a Vort over there. Why we start with the Dona Olam? Why do you start with the Dona Olam? Why is that the first tefillah we say? Matayv was on a tefillah, and it's the Knis and Tevei Samedrish. Matayv was said because the Rambam was the Chazal say that the Mishnah told me that they said Ad Chevron, that it was light till Chevron, white till Chevron. The master, the Sus of Avraham Avinu, that he was buried in Chevron. Chazal said that Avraham Avinu was the first person called the Kosh Baruch Hu Adon. So maybe we start with the Adon Olam. Because the master, the Sus of Avraham Avinu, that he called the Kodesh Baruch Hu, well, he's the first one that called the Kodesh Baruch Hu Adonai Olam. That's what he said. That the Gaon was shown this Siddur, and he said that this is a Chiddush Lamita Shel Torah. That's what the Gaon said on it, and it's kedai to print the whole sefer that there should be one thing in there which is Lamita Shel Torah. That's what the Vilna Gaon said about that. So Chiddush Lamita Shel Torah in every single blot of the Masechta Chulin. Then he said, Bekiyas. Okay, well, Bekiyas, and I know what the answer was. The answer was Zvachim, of course. The answer was his favorite Masechta was Zvachim. The Tershal Manti Ba'af, Omdali. So I knew that was going to be the answer. Don't tell me he said Zvachim. I said, yeah, he said Zvachim. But the Musa that a person lived with, that there's a Feher. The person lives with the Musa that, you know, you can't get old. I had a Meister recently. I was talking with Rabbi Klavan, the Shark Sign. So Rabbi Klavan is this counter Rabbanim here in the city. He's retired, but he's still involved in the Rabbanim and Yonim, etc. He was a Rav for over 50 years. Ken Harvey's not a young man. So I was talking to him. He asked me how my in-laws are doing. I said, you know, they're getting older. He says, that's a good thing. He says to me, it's a good thing. He says, take it from me. I know it's a good thing. It's a good to get old in the years. It's not good to get old in spirits. I remember one ha'or which I had. I was either Shiva walking till the last few years, which was hard for him. Like he walked with a vim and a vigor. He would always walk out by his center with his hands behind his back, and you'd see him like pushing. He was pushing himself to go faster. It was his reasons. And we used to have this ha'or that I used to watch him. Sometimes walk out of the basement, just watch. He would walk by himself. Walk back to the house. And one day there was a, like a, we used to have fairly regularly, you know, you have these different Hasidic rebbes who come to the yeshiva, to the Cleveland, say, go out to the yeshiva. You know, the more, not the big rebbe, you know, they have the companies are raising funds. So they would come with an entourage, a few Hasidim, etc. You know, you see this person who was 40 years younger than the Rosh Hashiva walking with this whole heaven walking around them, and you see the Rosh Hashiva walking all by himself. You know, and the world of Hasidim and the world of Litvaks, it's like he didn't want anybody to hang on. It says, well, who am I? I'm trying to do what I'm supposed to do. That's it. You know, he didn't perceive himself as above. He didn't perceive himself above taking care. You know, taking care of details in yeshiva. He was a tremendous masmid, but it was a issue in yeshiva. Even Kleinikas, he would, you know, call these and we can't put them. This is an issue over here. We need to take care of it. How should we take care of it? Remember one time he called me in. There's a ma'aser with a bacher. I admit my naivete when I was young. Naivete is a nice word for it. There was a bacher did something wrong in yeshiva, and we felt that there was a whole group of bacher and felt it was really a novel to keep such a bacher in yeshiva. So we went to yeshivas to ask if they should, you know, ask this bacher to leave, and the yeshiva said, "Nay, you have to work with him." About 10 years later. The exact same mice happened with a different bacher. And I remember the yeshiva called me in and says, we're going to work out how we can keep this bacher in yeshiva with certain pratim and details how we're going to work it out. We had to move out of the dorm, and he stayed in somebody's house, he had a curfew, a different thing with that. We're going to work out the details, and the two of us are working out together. I remember 10 years before I was coming to throw the guy out, and here I am trying to work with the yeshiva how to keep the guy in. I grew up a little bit, I matured a little bit. But he expected us to do it. There was a musig of achrayus that we were. Every bacher was expected. Every older bacher, beis menorah, was expected to learn with a boy from the high school for free every night. Every man was expected to go to learn with balabatim at least once a week, not for free. It wasn't the community carol. It was, you know, our paycheck was $240 a month. It wasn't like we got paid as a community carol. You know, $240 a month, right? $60 a week. And if you had a child, you got $8 extra per child. So that covered the part of the formula and part of the diapers. Right? That was the greatest geld that we got. You know, and you would sleep on your own money, half an hour drive into Cleveland Heights from where the yeshiva was. You would learn for 2 hours about Labatin, and you would daven Ma'ariv and drive half an hour back in your own time and your own money. And that was part of the Christ. Because what do you mean? You're here for Christ or Christ? So. Like that was the, but he didn't live the same way. Like, he got involved in everything. Everything which was an issue, he dealt with. But on top of that, it was because he lived with the musig that after 20 years, you're going to answer. You're going to answer. See, you can't get old. You can't get old in that situation. Revolver writes his piece and says you need to challenge yourself to new areas, to new issues, to bigger issues, to harder issues. Don't get used to, okay, I'm my davening is decent, my learning is decent, I get my tzedakah, and I have my balance. And let's end with a machshava with that. If I recall correctly, I heard it from remember who I heard it from. I think it was from Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky. I think so. I'm not sure. B'shem Rabbi Yolapion. I think so. That he had the horror. The Pasuk says, therefore the person says, I'm going to come to punish this nation. Half of a fellow. So we understand that the Rebbe Yonah says Mitzvah Hashem Lamod is referring to the Kat, which he calls the people, which are they are called the Sernei Hashem. The Kat is called the Oyevei Hashem because they don't care; they don't really care. They do an Avera, Akol Machasapia, Memarti Lepalti Oven. They don't care, but to Yerusha Mitzvah Hashem Lamod. The Rebbe had a Horam. What the year Osan Oisi mitzvahs and Hashem Elamadu? They had Yira. Didn't say that their mitzvahs were mitzvahs and Hashem Elamadu. It said their Yira was mitzvahs and Hashem Elamadu. Which means came Yom in the Royim, they cried because of Pachad of the Yamadin, and came Sukkot, they danced because of the Simcha of Sukkot, and Pesach they sit and trembled about the Chometz. They had Yira.
a Yerushalayim. Mishayat of Yerushalayim, Mitzvah not from the mother also. From the calendar. Oh, 50th of Nisan, okay, we do this. Rosh Hashanah, we do that. It was meant to be Milumadu. It was based on, because that's what we always did it. It wasn't new. It was a pocket that could. It wasn't, you see, the guy's a cult, the mansion, he doesn't get to the strong, garnish, doesn't get impacted, he has no Yerushalayim, he just throws everything on the road. That's not what the Pasuk is saying. But the Yerushalayim, but the Yerushalayim, you see, they had Yerushalayim. It's Shach Yerushalayim Milumadu. Because I'm not growing anywhere, I'm not moving anywhere, I'm not doing anything new with it. And that's a pachad. And the punishment for that is mamash. He knows half of a fellow, the pasuk says. Mafli half a fellow, it's worse than Korban Abayas, it says. It's worse than Korban. The base message was, but they didn't use three Lashonas of Haflua. Because the Yerushalayim wasn't in a growth mode. And because you had your Shemaim already. You understood it's important. And you squandered the opportunity. The person doesn't know. You know. You do know. You say a shmuz every Shabbat. How about how important it is? So what about you? But he also was seen. It's not from the mother. It's a part of the No, I heard from Shalom Shadron. Sorry, I heard from Shalom Shadron. From around here. But the Yerushalayim is Mitzvah Nosh Milamoda. So that was the Kuda was the opposite of that is not from Rishantim, it's Kadoshim, it's new, it's fresh, and it means it's constantly the human being is growing. When Rishantim is Kormes HaMikdash. When Rishantim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is real, he's a Mes HaMikdash, he's real. No, he's not real to you. But you, it's just, you're Derech HaTeva. Mes HaMikdash is the Malam in a Teva. You don't check as the Malam in a Teva. You just do the normal flow and way it is. No. You want Beis HaMikdash? You want the Malam in a Teva here in this world? You have to go the Malam in a Teva in this world. You have to reach beyond what's normal for you. And then you can have Beis HaMikdash here. Otherwise, it just becomes an old... There's no room for Beis HaMikdash in such a world.